Christmas, family, friends, and music. The recipe for a lifetime of memories. Tonight, we offer you a Big Band Christmas featuring the music of Bobby Lane and his orchestra. And we'll tell you a story of how making friends, valuing family, and playing great music have paid off and made Bobby Lane and his orchestra a favorite and a household name for people around eastern Nebraska and across the country. Get together around the dance floor and get ready for KFOR's Big Band Christmas. Bobby Lane Orchestra with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. For Bobby Lane, the musical journey started in high school in Waverly, his hometown just east of Lincoln.
I was in high school and I took lessons at a local music store, Dietz Music, and ended up in high school playing trumpet in the high school band at Waverly, and I really enjoyed the big band music.
Along with regular high school activities, Bobby got started with his first big band.
When I was a junior in high school, I started a band, my own band, my first band, seven-piece band. We weren't very good, but we had the desire.
Right after high school, it went to the next level.
After high school, I joined the 43rd Army Band and was in that for 6 years and really learned a lot there. We did performances, shows, and everything, and I kept my eyes and ears open.
After the service, it was a stint with the famous Ted Weems Orchestra, then back home and right back to the musical mission.
We went to an 11-piece band, which we added Trudy Dumais, vocalist, and she was with us for many, many years, and what an addition. They loved her.
Christmas.
Was the Bobby Lane Orchestra with I'll Be Home for Christmas, featuring vocalist Trudy DeMay. That song touched hearts all over the world when it was released during World War II, making it a natural to add to the band's repertoire.
The words were written by a GI in World War II, and he was there and dreaming about being at home. And he wrote a letter that has all these words, which was put to music. He never did return, but they used his letter for that song.
Growth was slow at first as the new orchestra began building a name for itself.
Our performances were mostly in the Midwest. We traveled by motorhome and that kind of thing. And I finally got my first bus. And then we started expanding. And from there, it was the sky's the limit. You know, we went through Canada twice on some major tours, most of the United States, including Hawaii a couple of times, and cruise ships and the whole bit. So it's just been an unbelievable ride.
As Bobby talks about the music he selected and added to his playlist over the years, it seems like most of the songs tie back to an experience, something that happened along the way, or even a ballroom itself.
There's a ballroom in Iowa in a little town. The ballroom is called Lake Robbins Ballroom, but anyway, big dance floor. And we always do their Christmas formal, one day a year there, their Christmas formal. And they have a tree in the middle of the dance floor that goes all the way to the ceiling. It's so big.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple. Stop rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling now when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy
was Bobby Lane and the orchestra with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. The early days of building a business are not easy. Success is a combination of hard work, skill, and finding helpful friends.
I was fortunate to hook up with some booking agents that did get us some good events and band leaders. In Oklahoma City, Al Good ended up being such a dear friend of mine, and he was big in that part of the country, and he booked us on many dates. In Dallas, I had a band leader and so forth that helped us get moving on the road. Band leaders were and still are to this day my good friends.
And one of those good friends turned out to be one of the most famous band leaders in America.
We're fortunate enough to hook up with the Lawrence Welk people, and we were the backup band on the road with all of those. Myron Florin traveled in our bus, and we did many nights with him and all of the stars from that, which led to other engagements. Those were powerful people.
Getting a bus and beginning to work with booking agents and band leaders from across the country was one big step for the orchestra. Getting a home base was another.
The Playmore was built in 1929, had about two or three owners, and was rented out at the end of its term to people they called hippies in those days. And they pretty much demolished the place and had some pretty wild dances. And so the fire marshal closed the place. So then they moved in and started living in here with their babies and dogs and so forth. So it was finally auctioned off, and I didn't go to the auction, but an attorney friend of mine called me the next day, and he said, "I just bought something I think you should have." And so we negotiated a deal, and that it took us a year and a half to turn it back into a ballroom with the chandeliers and round tables and everything that you see today. And it's been our home base. Lincoln, Nebraska is pretty much in the center of the United States. So we can go any direction, whether we go to Las Vegas or South Padre Island or New York. This is a good place to have a home base.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing. There's always something new, but every day is a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on the tree, I wish you could see. I wish it.
Bobby Lane Orchestra with Merry Christmas, Darling. As the orchestra branched out and began booking jobs in more states, they started organizing the year so they could tour parts of the country on one trip.
We did, I think it's 21 years, we would do the southern trip in February, which was Dallas, Houston, South Padre Island, all the big ballrooms along the border where snowbirds from around this area were all down there. And so we had big crowds at our events. Probably our longest one of those included, you know, Wichita, Oklahoma City, and all those I mentioned. And then over to Phoenix and Mesa and that area. So it was 21 nights out on the road. That was probably our longest stint. Very enjoyable. But we did that for about 21 years. We did Branson, Missouri for 17 years. So we had some steady things that we would do.
One time, that southern trip produced quite a surprise.
We were in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This was way back before our bus had the GPS system, and they gave us directions. You come into Baton Rouge, and you come to a red light. You take a right and go two blocks, and then turn left, go six blocks. And this went on for quite a while, and I handed all this to the bus driver. Well, we drove around, and I looked at my watch, and I said, Eddie, that was his name, where are we? Well, I tried to follow those directions, but we're in some kind of residential area here. So I had all the guys run back to the dressing room on the bus, get in their tuxedos, including me, and I went with my tuxedo. I said, stop here. I'll run up to this house, and they'll know where the Legion Club is. So I ran up there and rang the doorbell, and standing there in my tuxedo, and this lady opened the door and let out a scream that I can hear today, and slammed the door and ran back in the house. And I thought, I better run back to the bus. But in the meantime, her husband came to the door, and he was laughing. He said she was sure that she had won the sweepstakes.
Booking jobs and staying busy is a constant job for a band leader. Sometimes, however, a calendar can get close to overflowing.
We did the Chancellor's Reception, University of Nebraska, which is a big, classy event. And wouldn't you know, the same day for that event, the same time I got a call from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And our booker there that had us play so many shows at the Corn Palace and different things called. He says, we have the Crown Prince from Norway coming in to Sioux Falls and his entourage. And he said, I need you to be there to provide the entertainment. I said, Raleigh, I'm sorry, but we're booked for the Chancellor's Reception. You don't understand. You've got to be here. There's just no way out. So our bus headed for Sioux Falls, and they had six people help unload the bus, set it up and everything. And the Crown Prince was a great person, very complimentary, and we just had a great time. But when we hit the last note, the same six guys were there, and they had everything on that bus in minutes. And on the bus, they had provided us with sandwiches and food. The bus was running, and we were out of there in minutes, headed for Lincoln, Nebraska. We get to Lincoln, and again, we hit the ground running, and we had help setting up, and we played the Chancellor's Reception.
From the Corn Palace to the Student Union, Bobby and the band played lots of different places. But there's no doubt the bread and butter was ballrooms, a staple of small towns across America now disappearing.
I served two terms as president of the National Ballroom Operators, and we had hundreds of ballrooms throughout the United States, and we'd have our conventions and so forth. But now, I'm trying to think, Nebraska probably has no more than four ballrooms, or four or five, I don't know. And there's the Starlight at Wahoo, and Howells, I think, might still have a ballroom going. But what a change, because we used to play all ballrooms. Kings at Norfolk was so big, you know.
When you talk about a favorite ballroom, other than the Playmore, of course, you got a quick answer.
Peony Park at Omaha. It was the most beautiful ballroom in, you know, there was Kings at Norfolk, but Peony Park was by far, if you went there as a dancer, you had to wear coat and tie, the address code. And the owner took me, he lived up above the ballroom, he had an apartment. And he could see from his apartment, he could see the ballroom, he could see the kitchen, everything. It was, the guy was a genius. He came here from the Czech Republic and found a place that had an artesian well where water comes out of the ground. And he bought the 80 acres and built a big, big swimming pool and an amusement park and all that with Peony Park.
Did you play there a lot?
Yeah, we did. And oh gosh, and along with that, we backed the Four Aces and several groups there. It was a beautiful place. The Kings at Norfolk held 1,600 people. And what a beautiful ballroom that was.
Regardless of where you're playing, organizing a bus trip through multiple cities with a dozen musicians and their instruments can be a challenge in itself, even after the job is booked. Bobby and the orchestra found that out on what was supposed to be another of those southern trips.
We had a southern trip planned, and which we always did, which went Wichita, Oklahoma City, usually Dallas, Houston. And here, shortly before that, I get a call from New York City, the Lincoln Center. And they want us to do their summer swing dances, so which is great. And you can't turn that down. So I had to do a lot of planning on this one. So we started out, we played Wichita, Oklahoma City. And at that point, I turned the bus and bus driver loose to head towards New York. And we rented vans and equipment and stuff and went on to San Antonio and played that. And then we had airline tickets to New York where we'd meet the bus and nothing could go wrong. However, I got a call from the bus driver. He was 100 miles from New York. And he said the generator quit working on the bus. And we had it towed to a garage. But he said, the generator on that bus is like a Volkswagen car, you know, it's big. And he said, they could get one in about a week or 10 days. So I said, let me talk to the garage man. And I said, you know, run out and buy a little Honda generator, gas generator at a parts store, and put it in one of the bays, get some ventilation, and run booster cables from there to the batteries on the bus, which he did. And by the time we flew in there, took taxis to the garage, and got in the bus, he had it running, and we went on to New York, played that, and Cherry Hill, New Jersey the next night, and all the way to Lincoln on that system.
And the audience never knew?
No, oh no, you don't, you can't show any signs of distress, but you know, it all worked out fine.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. Those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glory of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. Thank you. coasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. Long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the
year. Stay with us, and we'll be back in a moment with part two of A Big Band Christmas, featuring the music of the Bobby Lane Orchestra. Welcome back to part two of KFOR's Big Band Christmas, featuring the music of Bobby Lane and his orchestra. We're saluting the music, the musicians, and the ballrooms that have given thousands of people joy in Nebraska and throughout the country for six decades. In the first half of our program, Bobby talked about some of the early days of the orchestra, not only developing a musical style, but also finding jobs, finding musicians, organizing a business, and doing a lot of traveling. It turns out, though, that once in a while, good luck comes straight out of left field.
We worked with Tony Bennett back up. It was in Iowa. And someone came up to me backstage and handed me his card. He said, I want this band for my wedding. And I looked at it and I said, oh, okay, it's Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And I said, okay, well, where will it be in Cedar Rapids? Oh, no, it's in Naples. And I said, Naples, Florida? Well, yeah. And I said, oh, thank you, but you know, the cost of shipping our equipment, the airline tickets, he says, I didn't ask you what it's going to cost. I want this band. So anyway, we did. We played it in a beautiful country club in Naples. The dance floor was made of walnut, and that was a pretty classy event.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full that's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be the prayers that you made through the years, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, the extra special good he will make your December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. Through the years, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he will make this December the one you remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. Better watch out now.
You're listening to KFOR's Big Band Christmas, featuring the music of Bobby Lane and his orchestra. A moment ago, Bobby told us about a wedding that he and the band played in Naples, Florida. Part of that story was backing singer Tony Bennett at a ballroom in Iowa. What was that like?
Tony Bennett is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life. Some of the stars we backed were busy doing their thing, and they didn't have time for you to shake hands. But when our bus landed, we got out, came in, and Tony come to me shaking hands. He said, "We got to get a picture together." And that's pretty nice of a person like that. So we enjoyed our show with Tony. He's relaxed, but a terrific singer. The audience just ate him up. Plus, they wanted us to do a half hour of our stuff, and it was a nice treat.
The Bobby Lane Orchestra with their Christmas Polka. Bobby Lane has been all around the country, playing all kinds of events and dances, except one. In all this time, he's never played a job on Christmas Day.
I never did. We just let all the players go home, and we were at home. It's a family thing. It's a church thing. so we never did.
Christmas, he says, has always been a family day.
For quite a while, my kids and I would get baskets of fruit and this and that, and go around to the area, to the widows and stuff, and drop off a little bit of cheer, maybe sing a song. And then our family would get together in our basement and everybody bring their instruments, and we would play family-style band, you know, and it was fun.
And that family tradition of making music filled holidays and beyond.
Oh, yeah, they're better than I am. I have 5 boys and 1 girl. And, you know, from that, you have wives and kids and so forth. So we had a pretty darn good band made up of all them. And in fact, a few of my sons I'll use when I need somebody on, you know, to fill in.
Do all 6 of them play instruments in?
One plays organ, plays for the Salt Dogs. You know, I've got a drummer, a bass player, a sax player, and a trumpet player. When they were in high school, they organized a band, a big band, called Reflections. A take on the Reflections of Dad. Boy, they were good.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. Our hearts are light, our spirits bright, we'll celebrate our joys tonight. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. Around a roaring fire, we'll raise a glass of cheer. There's gifts to bring and songs to sing and laughter to make the rafters ring. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. The folks at home. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. I'm handing you no blarney, no matter where you roam. It's Christmas in Killarney.
That was the Bobby Lane Orchestra with Christmas in Killarney. Even though he's never played Christmas events, the holiday break has usually been short.
Now, New Year's Eve was the big night of the year always. And through the years, it's mellowed a lot because probably with the drinking and driving. So towards the end here, the Playmore didn't even have anything on New Year's Eve. So that's quite a change.
And in all those New Year's dances and performances where they go back for return engagements, the view from the stage has included a lot of familiar faces.
Oh, yes, because they've been so loyal to us. And I do. And in some cases, I don't remember their name, but I know what song they like. And you play it and you get a good smile.
Much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve? I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of a thousand invitations you'd receive. Oh, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. Crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of a thousand invitations you'd receive. Oh, but in case I stand one little chance,
singer Trudy Dumais also cultivated quite a following.
When we played Oklahoma City, we had a beautiful following there of fans, and they liked Trudy a lot. And they got together, went to a very fashionable dress shop, and bought her the most beautiful singing dress and presented it to her. And she wore that for years. It's really neat. So those are some of the rewards that we would reap in this business.
It's marvelous. You should care for me. Softly nice. It's paradise. It's what I long to see. You made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me. Thank you. marvelous. You should care for me. Softly nice, it's paradise. It's what I long to see. My dear, it's four-leaf clover time. You've got my poor heart working overtime. Oh, it's wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me.
Trudy also had another popular job during the Christmas holidays, whenever the band played the classic Santa Baby.
We'd usually have, in the Christmas season, we would have a Santa Claus of some type at our events who would come up to the stage, and Trudy would sing it to him.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellows that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you would check off my Christmas list. Santa Baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to the platinum mine, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Cutie, and fill my sock with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa Cutie, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa Baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Bobby, it sounds like you've really enjoyed what you've been doing all these years.
I certainly do. Underline that. And, you know, what other business can you... to see the country and meet so many nice people, work with so many good musicians and stars, and you know, I could go on and on, but it's very rewarding. There's joys and sorrows.
It's been a pleasure talking to you and enjoying your music.
Well, Charlie, I've really enjoyed doing this show with you. Thanks to Radio KFOR. And what a perfect time to reminisce and remember some of the good times we had. This is a time that we celebrate the birth of Christ and the gifts we have been given. The many folks we met through the music, and also the importance of faith, family, and friends. My wish is that this is not goodbye, but only good night.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We had to leave you, but we really must say good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night.
Thanks for joining us for A Big Band Christmas featuring the music of Bobby Lane. I'm Charlie Brogan. All of us here at KFOR hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year's celebration, and a safe, happy, and healthy 2021.